Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease." The doctors of the future are here. Welcome to Phase 3 Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, MD, one of the doctors of the future.
Good afternoon, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Keith Henry with the Phase 3 Wellness Podcast. Thank you for listening again. I am a naturopath out of the Orlando, Florida area, the ministry and practice based in Orlando. Again, we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about asking the question, who is killing the holistic doctors? Who is killing the holistic doctors? And this is something I've been reading for a while and taken from the healthnutnews.com, Erin Elizabeth. She's been a fantastic researcher and journalist, if you will. And she was the first one to really break the story. She calls it an unintended story that basically she didn't start off to start looking at how many of these holistic doctors and medical doctors that practice holistic, uses holistic methods, and even some researchers begin to die at an alarming rate and die on this under suspicious circumstances. And so we'll be looking at that. So I'm going to alter. This is a special episode of the Phase 3 Wellness Podcast. I'm going to alter the regular format today a little bit so we can spend a little bit more time talking about who is killing the holistic doctors. But we will do as normal. We'll do one article in the Week in Natural News Review. Many, many fantastic articles came out this week, but I wanted to spend a little time on asking who's killing the holistic doctors. We'll do one article from naturalnews.com, and it's basically an article that's entitled Science Shows the Longer You Smoke, the More Mutations You Get in Your Lung Cells, Increasing the Risk of Many Types of Cancer. And then we'll spend a good amount of time after dealing with that one article, we'll spend a good amount of time talking about who's killing the holistic doctors, and then we will seek to finish up with a brief discussion in the Healing Herb segment on the herb Devil's Claw, called Devil's Claw. Again, this is Dr. Keith Henry. You listen to the Phase 3 Wellness Podcast and also the Blog Talk Radio show. We use Blog Talk Radio as a platform when we do the show live. And after the show is finished, in about 5 minutes, you can get it on demand. After about 5 minutes at Blog Talk Radio, and after probably about 45 minutes on other platforms like YouTube and iTunes and a few other ones. So again, I want to thank you for listening. We're going to go ahead and deal with our first article in this first segment, the Week in Natural News Review. Again, this article is from naturalnews.com, and it says, science shows, again, the longer you smoke, the more mutations you get in your lung cells, increasing the risk of types of cancer. This article came out this week on the 23rd, this past week on the 23rd. This is why the segment called the Week in Natural News Review. We typically look at two or three articles in this segment, but again, we're only going to look at this one today because of time restraints, and we want to spend more time on who's killing the holistic health doctors. So basically, the article says that smoking wreaks genetic damage to different organs of the body and causes mutations in the DNA. Now, most of us are familiar that smoking is not good for you, notwithstanding there are a lot of people that still smoke. And so as we look at this article, we ask the question, the article addresses the question, rather, that not only does smoking wreak damage to different organs of the body, but it also causes mutations in the DNA. Researchers, the article says, at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute and the Los Alamos National Laboratory, as well as King's College in London, said that on average, smokers accumulate at least 150 extra mutations in every lung cell for each year that they smoked one pack of cigarettes per day. That's astonishing. So smokers accumulate at least 150 extra mutations in every lung cell for each year that they smoke one pack of cigarettes per day. It says that the study provides a direct connection between the number of cigarettes smoked in a lifetime and its corresponding mutations in the tumor DNA, with the highest mutation rates found in lung cancers. Still, other parts of the body contain the mutations as well, bolstering the claim that smoking can cause different types of cancer. So usually we connect smoking with lung cancer, but based upon this research and these mutations, it suggests that smoking not only can not only cause lung cancer, but it may also cause cancers in other parts of the body. We are familiar with sometimes hearing people having maybe throat cancer from smoking, but that may not be, that may not be, and I'm of the belief, which is probably not the case, because cancer is not just a disease that manifests itself in one organ. Once cancer gets loose in the body, it's in the body, it's in the blood. And so, yeah, it may manifest in an organ that's the weakest, or the organ has gone under, that is simply the weakest in the body. But that doesn't mean that that's the only organ that's affected or can be affected, as this study even seemed to indicate. The authors of the study discovered that smoking a pack of cigarettes each day actually promoted about 150 mutations in each lung cell each year. 150 mutations in each lung cell each year. These mutations are noted to be the initial point for any number of genetic damage that may eventually develop into cancer. The article said further that while the number of mutations may vary from each person, the study demonstrates the increased mutual load caused by tobacco. Citing one of the authors of the study, it says, quote, "Before now, we had a large body of epidemiological evidence linking smoking with cancer, but now we can actually observe and quantify the molecular changes in the DNA due to cigarette smoking." That was a quote from Dr. Ludmila Alexandrov, the first creator from Los Alamos National Laboratory. He went on to say further that with this study, we have found that people who smoke a pack a day develop an average of 150 extra mutations in their lungs each year, which explains why smokers have such a higher risk of developing lung cancer. And, those who are smoking, most people realize that smoking is not good for you. But we have to also realize that once people are hooked on nicotine, and notwithstanding the cigarette companies some years ago were caught basically engineering the cigarettes for the nicotine to be at such levels that people can basically will get hooked. And so it's best, as you heard me talking here before, is to stay away from those things. Bad eating and not getting enough sunshine, not exercising enough, but things like smoking and drinking alcohol. Even when you say, well, I'm going to do it and I'm going to drink alcohol in minimal amounts, or I'm going to just, smoke every now and again. Listen, that typically is still going to do damage. You may not do damage right away, but it's still going to do damage. So why place a greater burden on your body than it already has to deal with? When it's seeking, the body is seeking to be well, to be healthy. So why, we already have a lot of environmental issues. The food is being altered. And so all these things are a burden for the body as it is. So why, even if it's just a little bit of alcohol, or if you just, I'm just going to smoke, I smoke a cigar or a cigarette every now and again. Not only that, you never know when you're going to end up becoming addicted or hooked. So it's better just to avoid these things to begin with. And again, I know in many cases I may be singing to the choir, but apparently a lot of people are still smoking, and a lot of people are still dying every year from lung cancer and other cancers caused primarily by smoking cigarettes. The article went on to say further that the mutation also hits other organs. And it says a pack of cigarettes a day causes about 97 mutations in each cell in the larynx, 39 mutations for the pharynx, 23 mutations for the mouth, 18 mutations for the bladder, and 6 mutations in the liver over the course of a year. The process by which smoking can increase the risk of developing cancer in other parts of the body that do not interact with smoke has only been fully understood recently. It says still the study reported different ways on how smoking causes these mutations based on the area of the body it affects. Additionally, the article pointed out the study yielded 5 discrete processes of DNA damage caused by smoking cigarettes. the most prevalent of which is present in all cancers. This gives weight to the claim that tobacco smoking can speed up a cell's internal clock and may cause DNA mutations. Scientists are positive that the results of the study will aid them in understanding the cancer, the causes rather of cancer in the body, and develop ways to counter it. Now, the article went on to point out further that Professor Mike Stratton, a co-author of the study, says, quote, "We can also see the desperate attempts of our genome to defend itself against the damage wreaked by the chemicals in cigarette smoke or the damage from ultraviolet radiation. Our cells fight back furiously to repair the damage, but frequently lose that fight." Finally, the article closes out by pointing to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and they list smoking-related deaths as the leading preventable cause of death in the United States, with 1 in 5 deaths recorded to be linked to smoking. And they also quote, the article then cites the World Health Organization, and they point out that the World Health Organization pegs that number to 7 million deaths worldwide caused by smoking. At least 1 million of those deaths are due to effects of secondhand smoke. So if you are even in the presence of to where you can be affected by secondhand smoke, you're at risk of developing cancer if you're in the presence of someone smoking on a pretty consistent basis, and you're in that environment or in close proximity to where you can be affected by that secondhand smoke, you could end up with cancer one day, and you never smoked a cigarette a day in your life, and some cancer that you're like, well, how did I get lung cancer? How did I get bladder cancer, throat cancer, whatever? And it was because of the secondhand smoke. So again, that was just an interesting article that came out this week, and it can be found again at naturalnews.com. It came out, on the 20th of September. So now let's move on to our main topic for this segment, which is who's killing the holistic doctors. And this is based upon the research and website of Erin Elizabeth, who she runs the website healthnutnews.com. It's a very good site, very informative site. I recommend that you go there when you get a chance and read through some of her information, some of her articles. But this is particular. I've been following her with this story for a while now, probably a couple of years at least. And it's about the holistic doctors dying under strange circumstances. But she's pointing out in some of her research that it seems to be spreading even to other places now. And if you go to her website and look at the article that I'll be referencing, basically she started out talking about how some of these doctors that she knows, her and her husband, Dr. Mercola, they know them personally. They know them. They're friends of theirs. And she went on to say that in her article, she says that many of the families of these doctors that are dying under suspicious circumstances have come forward, and they have hired investigators, because a lot of times when they are killed or they die under these circumstances, suspicious circumstances, typically a very fast determination is made that it was suicide or something else, even though some of the circumstances surrounding the deaths were very, very suspicious. And so she goes on to say, when talking about the deaths in her article, in her series, this ongoing series at her website, she says more families are hiring investigators because they're not buying the official accounts given by local law enforcement. And she goes on to say, she said the most prominent doctor has told her that their local law enforcement is considering the death, particular death of someone that she knows, one of her friends, and talking with the FBI. And so she went on to say, the more we share in this tragedy with others, that more and more people are beginning to pick up on it. She talks about how when she first began to talk about this, she says that very, very many people just thought, this is foolishness, they're just dying, that it's just coincidence. But as it continued to happen, more and more people begin to stand up and take notice. And she says in this article, the more we share this tragedy with others, the better chance we have of making progress. She says the fact that any law enforcement is even talking to the FBI is encouraging. She said, I appreciate the few media organizations who've had the guts to share these stories. The New York Times, who wrote me requesting info, the Independent in the UK, and network affiliates from ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox around the U.S. She says most mainstream sites barely cover one doctor's death, let alone the dozens we've had die this year. If we include mysterious accidents, murders, alleged suicides, or unexplained sudden deaths. So again, this is interesting how so many of these holistic practitioners are dying. And she started doing this, I think, a few years back, 2 or 3 years ago. But as we go through this, you'll see that she started in about 2015 chronicling these doctors dying under suspicious circumstances. She says some skeptics rolled their eyes at first, as I said a minute ago, when she started pointing out the first few deaths, but now they're beginning to wonder if a connection actually exists and why many of these doctors are dying under these circumstances. Quite a few. I mean, I think it's past the point now of being a coincidence. You know, one or two things happen, yes, it's coincidence, but when it continues to happen, that's not coincidence anymore. That's something that's going on that is very strange. She says several unsolved murders and some alleged suicides are still under investigation now. She says, I sincerely hope answers are found. We knew several of these amazing doctors personally, and we need to know the truth. She says, besides the fact that the majority were holistic, they share another common theme. They all care deeply and were passionate about health. She went on to say, I have a trove of emails from their friends and patients, neighbors, loved ones, and family. They were adored by many. I hope they are never forgotten, and that others will carry on their work without living in fear. I've even had friends tell me, hey, you know, Dr. Keith, you should be careful. But here's the thing. To live in fear or to refuse to exercise your God-given rights, it's like being dead while you're living. And so it's, you know, you cannot allow other people to cause you to walk in fear to the extent that you're not going to exercise your rights, your God-given rights. And so let's jump into this. And again, I hope that the powers that be that are behind this, apparently some of these are clearly there's something going on here. So first she pointed the first doctor pointed out when she started this, she started to chronicle this. She's chronicled on June 19, 2015 with Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, formerly of Florida. And he was a practicer in Georgia, was found in a river with a gunshot wound to his chest. This is on June 19, 2015. She said the town residents ruled the death as a suicide, but many have their doubts. She said that same day in Mexico, again, June 19, 2015, three doctors traveling to the state capital to deliver documents were reported missing. She said this is the only case outside of the U.S. at the time. A U.S. authority said they recovered the bodies, but the families insist the bodies look nothing like their family members and are demanding more proof and testing. This is in 2015. Then that was June 19th. Then on June 21st, 2015, Father's Day on the coast of Florida, just up the road from us, she said, from her and her husband, Dr. Heron Holt, 33 years old, a chiropractor and father, is found dead. Dr. Holt, she says, lived in North Carolina, the state where Dr. Bradstreet's body, the first doctor to be found, was discovered 2 days prior. So again, they found Dr. Bradstreet, who was up, and they found him in North Carolina with a gunshot wound to his chest. 2 days later, they find this chiropractor, Dr. Baron Holt, 33. He's found dead. He lived in North Carolina, the state where Dr. Bradstreet's body, again, was found over 2 days prior. And Dr. Holt was visiting, Jacksonville, Florida when he died. Dr. Bradstreet, the first doctor, lived in Florida for many years. Dr. Holt was found in Jacksonville. Also, he lived in North Carolina, and he was visited in Jacksonville when he died. That was on June 21st, 2015. Also on June 21st, 2015, Dr. Bruce Hindendale, 67, she said he also lived just down the road from her and her husband on the coast of Florida. He was also a chiropractor and a Harvard PhD in nutrition, was found dead. She says he practiced for years in Boca Raton. He had been at a competition and won a gold medal the same day of his death. She says presumably he was healthy and fit. No cause of death has been listed in any articles, she says, we've seen at the time she wrote it. A lot of people have contacted me, she says, regarding Dr. Hinnendale, but admit they were surprised by his death, and she said that she still found it shocking. Then she has an update here. She said in the update that family and loved ones of Dr. Hinnendale have spoken to the media. They're suspicious of his death and want answers. A few mutual members of Dr. Holt, she says, have contacted me. They are doctors and have shared the cause of death with me. Supposedly Baron Holt, the doctor I mentioned earlier, the second one, who was 33 years old and who was found dead in Jacksonville, who was living in North Carolina. They said that the cause of his death was apparently overdose of the drug Molly, even though he was a self-described Christian. And that was the official reason given on his birth certificate. So again, as we go through some of these things seem awfully strange. Finally, she pointed out, I remember seeing this one on television, documentary. This is a beloved holistic MD, Teresa Severs. She was found murdered in her home. She was known as the mother of Teresa of South Florida. Her husband and children were attending a family reunion in Connecticut when she was murdered. Now, on a couple of updates, she said an arrest warrant was issued in Missouri for the murder of Dr. Severs. And it came out that two arrests were made in the death of Dr. Severs. One of the assailants called himself the Hammer on Facebook. He says she was allegedly killed by a hammer. The other was one of her husband's childhood friends who was recently extradited to Florida. Her attorney says there's evidence to show he had no involvement whatsoever with the crime. Her husband, Mark Severs, hasn't been arrested at this time, she says. So again, she died on June 29th. So here you have, what's interesting to me is that these are holistic doctors that are dying. Now, again, that was June. We had Dr. Brett Bradstreet died on the 19th of 2015. On the 21st, Dr. Baron Holt, the chiropractor, died. He's a holistic practitioner. June on the 21st, again, same day, Dr. Bruce Hinnendale was dead. And roughly 8 days later, holistic MD Teresa Severs is dead, murdered. June 29th, again, the same day as she's murdered. June 29th, Jeffrey Whiteside, MD, a pulmonologist, disappeared while vacationing with family. Numerous reports called it mysterious, she said, saying he was on foot and vanished without a trace. Now, on her update, that was the first part, she went on to say that they went to search with him with bloodhounds and drones and search parties, et cetera, but at that time, no evidence had surfaced. Then she updates, she says, the local press called the investigation a mess. She says, many are shocked about how long it took for details to emerge, and many people, she says, were writing her voicing their doubts about the mysterious circumstances surrounding his disappearance. That was Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside. She says then finally that the authorities announced that they found the body of Dr. Whiteside, who had been missing for over 3 weeks. And the chief deputy, Pat McCarthy, in a news conference said that a .22 caliber gun was recovered at the scene. Investigators believe the body was there for some time. So again, two of these, you know, again, another doctor died. All these doctors are dying on the same or at the same. Many doctors died on the same day. Many of them are dying under strange circumstances. And the majority of them are holistic practitioners. Even if they're MDs, many of them may be MDs, but they practice holistic medicine, which I found to be very interesting. So, again, as we keep moving on, we're not going to be able to cover all of these, because there's like 80, about 90 doctors in all over the past 3 years that have died, many, many of them under strange and suspicious circumstances. Then the next thing she points out is on July the 3rd, 2015, Dr. Patrick Fitzgerald, MD, goes missing while traveling from North Dakota to neighboring Montana, which he did often as his son lived there, she says. His truck and trailer were found on the side of the road. The search has expanded, she says, but authorities say it's as if he vanished into thin air. He's about 6 feet tall and Irish-looking with a goatee. That was on July the 3rd, 2015. On July the 10th, about 7 days later, Lisa Riley, 34, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, is found in her home with a gunshot wound to her head. But I think when you look at the studies, that her husband was charged in the death of his wife, and they'll see how that plays out in court. On July the 19th, again, about 9 days after that, in about a month after the first doctor, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, MD, was found dead with a gunshot wound to his chest, Dr. Ron Swartz was found murdered in his East Coast, Florida home. He was found shot to death. She says he don't know specifically if he was holistic, but he was licensed and lived between Florida and Georgia. He was a gynecologist who lived in an unincorporated part of Jupiter, Florida, on a few acres of land. Then reports are that he ran an organic lawn service on the side. Interesting. Then 2 days after that, July 21st, 2015, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, a holistic MD, died suddenly, he says. That's the same day another holistic doctor is found dead, which we'll talk about next. They both allegedly died of heart attacks, though their friends and family insist that that just doesn't add up. She says that she says that I met Dr. Gonzalez and his amazing wife, now a widow, Mary Beth, and she says her and her husband, she met both of them, her and Dr. Mercola met them. Dr. Mercola, remember, is Aaron and Elizabeth's husband. She's the journalist pretty much doing health, natural health researcher that's been putting this story together. She says his official website says that while they initially thought it was a heart attack, his autopsy showed that it was not a heart attack. They're waiting for the test. Dr. Gonzalez, she says, was in excellent health, so his passing was quite unexpected. Again, that was on July 21st. And then she went on to say that preliminary autopsy results are inconclusive, but they did not support the theory that he suffered a heart attack. Interesting. That was July the 21st, 2015. On that same day, July 21st, 2015, that Dr. Gonzalez supposedly died from a heart attack, Dr. Abdul Karim, an outspoken and loved holistic biological dentist who was 41 years old, is found dead alongside the road. Now, he'd been preparing his head for a half marathon and was allegedly out training that night. His lifelong fraternity brother, she says, and his friends and patients say he was in great shape and ate an extremely healthy diet overall. Mainstream news said he had a, quote, massive heart attack, but many who knew him had written to me, she says, expressing their sincere doubts. Again, so you had two all these doctors have died, most of them being holistic doctors or having holistic practices, are dying, like some of them on the same day, most of them under strange circumstances, being shot and killed and stabbed and just going missing, which is very, very strange. Then I'll jump down a little here because we would not have time to go over all of these. But there was the death of Dr. Abdul Karim on July 21st. There was another death of a doctor on August the 7th, 2015. Another one, an osteopath who was staying at her home. And then the one been found yet. She was stabbed to death on August 12th. That was just 5 days after August 7th, where another one was found. Then on September the 7th, there was another series that she pointed out. One of the series, but another element of this crime, of these strange happenings, where she says on September the 7th, 2015, she says 29 holistic doctors, also referred to in the German press as homeopaths, NDs, and psychiatrists, were found poisoned by an overdose of a hallucinogenic drug. She says, I've done several updates on the articles since I broke the news in the U.S. to the health world using a German translator, but the story of what really happened has yet to be revealed. She went on to say that one thing most agree on is that it involved a large overdose. Mainstream German news reports that some were in life-threatening situations when dozens of ambulances and a helicopter arrived at the chaotic scene. The good news was all lived and have allegedly made a full recovery, though some had to be temporarily restrained for their own safety. So interesting there, where she pointed out that there was a number, about 29 holistic doctors suffered from an overdose of some type of holistic, hallucinogenic rather, drug. Again, this was on, that was on September the 7th. And then on September the 16th, 2015, best-selling author and holistic MD Mitch Gaynor was found dead outside his country home, an hour from Manhattan where he practiced. She says her and her husband knew Dr. Gaynor and had just finished reading an advanced copy of his book that he sent to them. She says it was quickly ruled a suicide by the local sheriff. She said the New York Times wrote her asking for details, and she says they had an investigative and informative rather exchange. She said, even though I've gently broken the news on this and many other stories, the New York Times fails to source me. She says, I didn't expect them to source Health Nut News, though The Guardian UK and other mainstream sources have sourced her for some time. And then she said, with regard to with Mitch Gaynor, who the one the doctor we just spoke about, he had been on RT, which is the Russian TV, not long before he died. And she says he had been on there talking about something with regard to natural health, holistic medicine. She said, we hope to contact them for comment, but soon after Mitch was found dead, the founder of RT was found dead in his Washington D.C. hotel room. So again, that was in that was interesting, and that was in September the 16th. So then on October the 11th, roughly a month later, Dr. Marie Potts is found dead of an alleged suicide. That's again October 11, 2015. She says that, well known for her animal advocacy, people on Marie Potts' Facebook page were shocked and in disbelief about her death. Unlike the three other doctors who were alleged suicides, one has been officially confirmed. We don't know, she said, the location where Dr. Potts was found, nor the details of her alleged suicide. And then a few days after that, on October 29, 2015, Jerome E. Block, a holistic medical doctor, allegedly jumped to his death from his Central Park West residence. Authorities say Block jumped from the 20th floor of his residence around 9:30 a.m. She goes on to say, I point out further in her article that on November 2015, a dozen plus accidental deaths and freak accidents, she points out, happened, and most of them were to holistic doctors. This is in November of 2015. And she pointed out that she says these included Dick Versendahl, MD, Janelle Botruff, MD, William Snow, MD, Wade Shipman, MD, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a dozen plus accidental deaths and freak accidents who were mostly, she said, holistic doctors happened in November 2015. Now think about that. Is they're dying every month. Anywhere between one and two or three are dying every month. And the majority of them are holistic practitioners. Now, whoever is doing this, I would think that they were throwing one or two regular doctors maybe to make it not look so clear. But it's still very, very clear. She goes on to say, besides the 15 doctors covered thus far who died non-accidental deaths, she says we have five chiropractic deaths that were accidents. We also have more deaths of doctors who are actually described as freak accidents. She also talked about the famous holistic ABC News doctor, Jamie Zimmerman, who allegedly slipped and fell and hit her head while on vacation in Hawaii, and who was then carried out to sea. I remember reading about that. That was a big thing on the news at the time that it happened. She says, we also have more accidental deaths of holistic doctors in New York, et cetera. Then in late December 2015, to January 2016, there were even more of these deaths. She talks about Christopher Robert, MD, who was, and then Lynetta Vinat, MD, and Frank Ernestine, MD. She went on to say that thus far, she said she hadn't included PhDs in the series unless they were also an MD or DO or DC. But then the past few weeks from the time period between December 2015 and January 2016, she says that she says they learned of two Canadian PhD researchers who were killed. One was stabbed in what his friends called a safe neighborhood. Another PhD wife and a mother of two was hit while jogging near the beach and then buried in a shallow grave on a tourist island of Grenada. She says days later, a holistic doctor and his wife, a physician's assistant of anesthesiology, were also attacked on that same tiny island. She says, this is when we suddenly start noticing a spat of cancer researchers being killed, which hadn't happened previously. So then she also pointed out on January 23rd, 2016, John Marshall, 49, a former fourth-generation Marine who served in Afghanistan and had survivor training, was found dead in the Spokane River. She said his body was recovered that day. He was said to be in great shape and was on his usual run after his workout at the gym. Said the man was in tip-top shape, and it came out after a little bit more research that they brought in a former detective, and it found out basically that he died. His death was actually a setup. She says a former detective was ordered to stop his investigation to the link between the suspicious deaths of Dr. John Marshall and Brenda Thurman. She says, and a lot of these people actually believe that their loved ones were murdered and that they weren't accidents and that there's some type of high level game going on, a cover up is going on. Again, she went on to say, on January 23, 2016, Dr. Nabil El Sandy, president and CEO of Broward Health, was found dead in the public restroom of an alleged suicide. Dr. Sandy, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, was brought in to assist Broward Health in December 2014 after they had been under federal investigation for corruption. On January 25, 2016, she goes on to point out another one of her and Dr. Mercola's friends was found dead. She says, our friend of 10 long years, holistic Dr. Rod Floyd, was found dead at his home in Florida. He lived a few miles from us. She said, I visited their home and they visited mine. She said, it was definitely not a suicide. His wife of 37 years says he was hearty and healthy and called it an accident. She says, that's all I elaborate on for now, even I don't know all the details. She says that he was a chiropractor. Dr. Floyd was a chiropractor. He was also a clinical professor at Palmer Chiropractic College. He and his wife also ran Natural Awakenings magazine for some time. I've seen that magazine often in health food stores that was given away for free. And so it's very interesting. Again, we see a lot of these natural chiropractors, holistic practitioners, medical naturopaths, et cetera, dying at a very, very high rate. It's probably almost impossible for these things just to be a chance, to be chance happening. All of these holistic MDs and whatnot that are dying, and researchers and whatnot, and that are dying on these either suicide, being murdered, or whatever. Finally, she's on January 28th. Again, we just talked about January 2026. Now, let me back up for a minute. She points out after Dr. Floyd, who had visited their house and they visited his, and he was killed or died under these strange circumstances on the 25th of January 2016. On January 26, 2016, believe it or not, she says, just a few short weeks later, Brian Melito, a holistic MD, and his wife, a physician's assistant, were attacked by a sword-wielding man while strolling a beach on the tiny island of Grenada. The holistic MD survived, but his wife was raped and murdered by the machete-wielding attacker. Both assailants in the attacks on the doctor of Grenada had recently been released from prison, and in both crimes allegedly unrelated, the men nonchalantly turned themselves in. Some experts have their theories on why that happened. She says, I will elaborate at this time. Grenada locals were shocked and said they'd never seen anything like this, let alone twice in a row. Sounds very strange. Very, very strange. Finally, she says, now that was the January 26, 2016. And then on January 28, 2016, the new spat of cancer researchers, doctors killed or found dead doesn't abate. And this one might be the strangest. She says, Yet another famous cancer researcher and director of the European Cancer Stem Cell Research Institute and the cancer research in the UK, Dr. Alan Clark, 52, who had gone out to take his dog for the usual walk, was found dead in the woods, hanging from a tree on December 28, 2015, in a rubber suit with a mask on. His death is ruled accidental and a sexual fetish just after Christmas. Interesting. Then going into 2016 of February of 2016, that was January, just a week later to the day after losing, she said, our local friend, a holistic doctor, Rob Floyd, we lost another friend from our holistic community, Paige Adams, who also lived up the road from us. She was found dead in her home. She had worked closely for many years with her good friend and colleague, Dr. Bradstreet, whose death started off the whole holistic series in the first place. She said, now we have his close friend and colleague also found dead. She said, this is particularly heartbreaking because she was so young. Paige Adams had asked us to stop by our house to visit days before she died. She said, I feel awful for not taking her up on that, and my heart does go out to her family and patients. She's the only one in this series who's not a doctor, DC, MD, DO, et cetera, but she was a board-certified nurse practitioner whose patients raved about her endlessly. She also stated publicly, she says, that if anything happened to her, don't assume it was an accident. So again, Dr. Bradstreet, who she was good friends with, he was the first doctor we mentioned, and now later on, the next year, a few months later, she's found dead. Again, that was in February 2016. So then in February, that was on February the 1st. And then on February the 14th, Valentine's Day, she points out further, our cancer HIV researcher in Seattle, Cheryl DeBoer, is found dead in a culvert with a plastic bag over her head. She says investigators quickly state there's no evidence of homicide, but her mother and other relatives publicly state there's no way she crawled a mile and a half through brambles, water, and mud to commit suicide in a culvert. They insist that if she had wanted to take her life and listed plenty of reasons why she would not, a happy family job at the famous cancer research lab, she would have found an easier way. The general public tends to agree with the family, and families are starting to question these ridiculous statements called so quickly by local authorities, suicide. She says some are hiring their own investigators. Many are wondering if the local authorities are to be trusted. That was on February 24th, Valentine's Day. Then on February 21st, 2016, that's just, a week later, there was another death of Dr. Armand Anthony. He's a D.C. He was 56 years old, and he was reported missing by his family and later found reclined in his car in the parking lot of Kirkwood Lowe's store, the apparent victim of a heart attack. Interesting. So then a few days later, on March 27th, another cancer researcher, Dr. Nadiri De Silva, is found dead in the field. He was only 34 years old, and he lived in a so-called safe community, a quaint area in the countryside. Authorities again quickly announced his death is, quote, not suspicious, but public outcry follows questioning their judgment. Still, she says there are zero answers with respect to his death. And then that was on March the 7th. And then on March the 6th, on March the 23rd, a couple of weeks later, there was a triple homicide of prominent holistic doctor Henry Han, is found murdered on his 7-acre Santa Barbara estate along with his wife and 5-year-old daughter. All were shot and wrapped in plastic. A young man with no prior and who lives with his father in Santa Barbara is arrested shortly after. His father was ex-CIA. She says we will update as details emerge. So, I mean, just think about this. At the number and strange occurrence of all of these holistic practitioners, the majority of them dying under these strange circumstances, so closely together, so closely associated in time and similar circumstances, and some of them being quickly designed or quickly ruled suicide, especially when they're clearly suspicious circumstances that would make one think that they were not a suicide. Then there was another murder on March 24, 2016. What they said, Dr. Herbert Goodyear III was murdered in his office while treating a patient. Then in April 6, 2016, Dr. John Harshish, 59, a self-described holistic medicine MD, was killed while riding his bicycle with a group of friends. He was the only one hit. She points out early in the series, there was another holistic doctor killed on a bicycle ride. And she says many of her friends and loved ones contacted her, the author, regarding their concerns and questioning the death. In other words, if it was purposely done. Then on February 12th, 2016, Dr. Rose Pogge, 25, apparently walked off her job where she worked at Torbay Hospital in Devon and went missing for about 2 months. She'd allegedly written a letter to the health secretary concerning a political situation involving doctors at the hospital. Police later recovered her body from the sea more than 50 miles away, where a hoodie believed to belong to her was found. There's now an inquest into her death after postmortem results were inconclusive. Then she points out on March 14, 2016, one of the strangest cases yet, she says, is one of the holistic MDs and acupuncturist, Dr. Curtis Clarkson, who was 68 years old, was missing for 3 weeks and eventually found dead in his car, allegedly off the route some say he took for work for 30 years. She said the peculiar part is that Dr. Clarkson went missing on March 14th, was reported missing on March 15th, but then seen by someone who, quote, knew him well, according to local authorities. How then was he found dead weeks later in his car? Many would like to know, she says, researching about 40 mysterious deaths. She says, I find this case one of the strangest. Then on April 27th, again, that's roughly 3 weeks later, Justin Bone, D.C., a holistic chiropractor, was found dead alongside of his two children. Dr. Bond allegedly sent a goodbye email to his brother shortly before he was found dead. Police found weapons inside the home and also a strong smell of natural gas. Then on April 30th, 3 days after that, John Hicks, MD, a holistic and alternative doctor, died at a conference in Mexico. He seemed to suffer from food poisoning. The hospital found his arteries blocked. He died from a heart attack hours after surgery. Again, a few days after that, roughly a week after that, a holistic doctor and well-known professor, Dr. Vibeke Rasmussen, 676, was found dead in the Boston area. She taught natural health, nutrition, and biology at a local university and was found stabbed to death in her home. She was stabbed over 30 times. She says this case shouldn't be confused with the case of Pennsylvania osteopath Mary Bovier, who was also found dead. No arrests have been made in either murder. This is Dr. Jacuri on May 6th, the same day, Dr. Jacuri Sotari, an outspoken holistic doctor in the Los Angeles area who had a beautiful family and a newborn child, was found dead. She says all we know about his death is that he allegedly took his life in the garage of his home on Mother's Day. Then on May 15, 2016, Thomas Bruff, MD, died in a private plane crash in the mountains of Southern California, since he was an experienced pilot and a board certified in preventive medicine. On May 27th, maybe 7 or 8 days later, John Lombrosati, D.C., chiropractor and inventor, died in a motorcycle accident. She said it was strange because he was said to have died of severe head trauma, although he did have on a helmet. Although you can die from head trauma, even though you have on a helmet, it seems to be kind of suspicious the way that she's written it here, because should not have been as severe with the helmet, even though it could have still led to his death. Maybe the head trauma should not have been as severe with someone wearing a helmet. Then on June 11th, 2016, she said, we discovered yet another holistic doctor has allegedly committed suicide. Dr. Alex Chapsman, a dentist and naturopathic doctor, supposedly killed himself at home over the weekend. And she says, we're now also hearing that he, Mitch Gaynor, MD, who's number 11 one in the series, 11th doctor in the series, and Nick Gonzalez, MD, number 8 or 9, and that day were all speaking at an event in the fall, and they were all killed. Interesting. Again, to get more details, I suggest that you go and you read the articles herself, because she has links to everyone giving a little bit more information about it and some other updates. Again, there are many other ones. Because of time, I'm going to go down to 2018 here, because I only had about 10 more minutes. We need to get to the herb Devil's Claw. Again, you ask the question, who's killing these these natural practitioners, the ones who are dying under strange circumstances, typically what law enforcement does is they ask who benefits. Now, who benefits from holistic practitioners dying? Mainly pharmaceutical companies and those associated with them, or those who are paid by them, you know, schools. Anytime you have that much money involved, and that much power involved, people have a power. When you have that type of money, you can pay people to do the things, and some people don't want to ask questions. You just pay them and they do it. They send a hitman to get you or whatnot. You're down in strange circumstances. I'm not saying specifically that not everybody in pharmaceutical companies are evil, but we have to understand, do you have evil people? Some people are very, very evil. And so there are people at very high echelons who stand to make a lot of money or to lose a lot of money. And so when these doctors become prominent, many times they do it to send others a message. Many times they do it to someone they feel someone is doing damage to their money. These guys, they're like drug dealers. They're like high-end drug dealers and who will do whatever is necessary to protect what they deem is their turf. And so here you have these doctors that just want to help people, that just want to spread the healing message. But you have to remember, if you are a natural practitioner, holistic practitioner, for instance, and you can treat someone and work with them, say, for instance, to get them off of diabetic medication, for instance, you got to remember the pharmaceutical companies, if they have you as a diabetic and they're going to have you on some form of insulin for life, and you have some natural practitioner going to come in there and say, listen, I can show you, I can convert, I can rather heal you. Give me 2 weeks and we'll have you healed. If you do what I tell you to do, we'll have you healed and you can stop taking this blood pressure, blood sugar medication. So now you have to remember, it's not only the blood sugar medication, but sometimes they're selling up the Lancets and all these different associated things that's used to check your blood sugar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that's money. There are a lot of people that stand and make a lot of money. So all you have to do is follow the money. Who stands to benefit most from what's going on? And once you begin to ask those questions and these deaths that are established, the ones that are established to be strange, because it's very, very strange that so many holistic practitioners, so many holistic doctors are dying under these strange circumstances, being stabbed and shot and going missing and so-called suicide when everything is happening. Okay, now granted, some people will commit suicide, but, you know, what if this many medical doctors, just alone medical doctors who weren't holistic doctors who were dying at this rate under similar circumstances, no one would, it would be strange. In any area, it would be strange. And so, again, I'm getting low on time here. And so I'm going to see if I can get a couple for 2018. January 2018, let's see, again, we're at healthnutnews.com. She points out, Dr. Clive Brigham of East Providence, Rhode Island, was found dead in his home. At the time of his death, the police believe he had been murdered but declined to provide any additional information. Brigham had recently retired due to health reasons. He was a past president of the Chiropractic Society of Rhode Island and selected by the Rio Olympic Sports Medicine Committee to assist the health services team during the 2016 Summer Games. Again, now I skipped over from 2016 all down to 2018, but pretty much every month, from that time to 2018, there was the same thing happening. Same thing happened. From the time she started her research in 2015 up, it's been the same thing happening. Two or three a month, at least one a month. And again, this is January 2011. I mean 2018. I'm sorry. And again, February 2018, there was another holistic, Dr. Mark Flanagan, age 62, allegedly died by hanging himself. One mutual friend, a medical doctor whose name would not be shared, said that Mark would not do this. It's just not how he behaved. Then again, that was then February 12th. Dr. Timothy Cunningham went missing in Georgia on February 12th. According to authorities, he left work early that day saying he wasn't feeling well and wasn't seen again. Cunningham reportedly told a neighbor before he disappeared to please erase his number from their phone. His parents stated they received a disturbing text from him 24 hours before his disappearance. Something they reported to the police. There were rumors. He said the flu shot was ineffective, even though he administered it to his patients. Problem is, as a SCD doctorate in science, Cunningham wouldn't have been given flu shots. His parents stated on CNN he never said that about the flu shot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then again, on April 2nd, 2018, holistic Dr. Norman Valdez Cotton Jr., 54, lived in Mount Howell, Minnesota, I think it is. Again, he was found dead in the Potomac. I'm sorry. He was found burned in the Vicar in Pontiac on Monday, April 2nd, 2018. And the authorities had to use dental records to identify him. Then another one in April 20th, the second one in April. Dr. Richard Caskey of Connecticut's death is still shrouded in mystery. So again, straight through to June. The last one reported was June, and her article is June 22nd, 2018, was the last one that she reported. And that was Dr. Tristan Bundet. 35 of Irvine, California, was bleeding from a chest wound when deputies found him in a tent early Friday at Malibu Creek on Friday, June 22nd. State park campsite. He had been camping with his girls when someone gunned him down in front of his daughters, etc. So again, that is the series by Elizabeth, Erin Elizabeth, at healthnutnews.com. You can go and read in more detail about any of that if you want to. Ask the question, who's killing the natural doctors? Now, I have about 3 or 4 minutes left. We want to talk about Devil's Claw. Devil's Claw, again, this is the healing herb segment, is herbology, it's used as an anti-inflammatory and pain-killing agent and is, when it's used in its recommended form. It's also been used in South Africa as an appetite stimulant. So a few of the benefits of Devil's Claw, what it's been used for. You see it a lot in mixtures. A lot of times you see supplements on the market for arthritis, et cetera, and you see one of the ingredients is Devil's Claw, but that's because it's been used. It's beneficial for inflammation. So it's been used for arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome, gout, as well as tendonitis. And the use of Devil's Claw in the treatment of pain, actually, when you look at the history of it, it required a number of tests before the herb was accepted within the scientific community. Not that, you know, we should always look to the scientific community, because sometimes things work, and because of political machinations or because of pharmaceutical companies or whatever, it's not accepted right away, even though it's been working for a long, long time in real-world situations. And so, basically, the Devil's Claw has been most extensively tested for relief of lower back pain. There was a randomized double-blind study in Germany with 183 subjects, and it produced what they called a very surprising result, that not only was Devil's Claw effective in relieving lower back pain, it was most effective for people who had the most severe radiating pain with numbness in the extremities. So again, if you're having back pain, or especially the radiating pain, which is typically associated with nerve pain, a Devil's Claw is something that you may want to begin to look into. Again, we will spend more time on this at herbs like this. It's just that today we want to spend more time on this, what I see as a very, very important topic. Again, to relieve pain, Devil Claw has to be taken in the form, ideally, of an enteric-coated capsule, so they can get through the digestive juices of the stomach. And these should be taken about an hour before you eat a meal. And then the pain-relieving chemicals in the herb are activated by your intestinal bacteria. So the herb is less effective during and for 1 to 2 weeks after if you've taken antibiotics of any kind. Devil's Claw also reduces blood pressure as it relaxes arterial tension. So a lot of times it can be helped to bring down blood pressure. And so again, if you're having pain, or if you want to know if you have an inflammation, Devil's Claw is one of the best herbs that you can take for the pain and inflammation. Now, of course, I would recommend taking it combined with something else that's known as a very effective inflammatory herb. Again, I was not really able to have time to give all the details I wanted to, but it's really a straightforward herb. It's very effective at breaking down inflammation. I'm about out of time. I want to thank you for listening. This has been Dr. Keith Henry on Phase 12. Until next time, take care.